Our language gives so much away. What we say, and our body language as we say it, give us an insightful picture of what is really going on in our minds and our bodies. So how many times have you said, "I wished I trusted my gut on something," or followed your heart on something or other? It's becoming clear that our neurology and sentience of the world around us is not just limited to our head and the five classical senses of sight, sound, smell, taste and touch. Our gut senses danger and also informs us if something is a good idea or not. Our heart feels too. It can be broken. It can feel lukewarm about something, or positively glowing and besotted with a person, a situation or an idea. What neuroscientists are just discovering has been known by the ancients for thousands of years. We have active mind centers all over our body. The seven primary centers are sometimes referred to as our chakras. Most people are unaware of them and their function, but everyone has experienced imbalances and blockages in them at some time or other. One of the most powerful centers is the heart chakra, and like all other points, it emits an energy field which can be picked up by others. This field naturally beams out in a spiral at 90 degrees to our body, in front of us and behind us. It both emits and receives love. When we take it under conscious control, we can perform amazing feats which may seem a bit like magic. We can heal with it, we can soften tense situations. We can also use it to both locate and attract our soulmate. Here's how to activate it. So sit upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Have your hands by your sides on your laps. And imagine the top of your head is connected to the ceiling by a thin yet strong silver thread. Close your eyes and let the tension flow out of your body. Be aware of any tension in your forehead and in your jaw. Let your tongue relax to the bottom of your mouth. Just drop your shoulders. Maybe give your arms a bit of a wiggle. Let the tension flow out of your chest, out of your belly, through your hips, down your thighs, through your knees, down your shins and your calves, through your ankles, into your feet. Give your toes a little wiggle too. Let all that tension just flow into the floor. And now we're going to build up energy in your spinal column. So as you breathe in, imagine that your breath starts at the base of your spine and goes right up to the top of your head. And as you breathe out, it flows down from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your spinal column and into your seat. So just do 7 in and out breaths, imagining that you're building up the energy in your spinal column. And note that the deeper you breathe in and out, the more energy you will bring in. And if it helps, you might think of this energy as being a white light. And just to make sure you do breathe deeply, on the in-breath, make sure your belly expands. And on the out-breath, let all the air out. Make the out-breath about 4 times as long as the in-breath. Just do this 7 times. And note that it's of no consequence if you lose count. So well done, you're nicely building up the energy now. And the next time you breathe in, just imagine that the breath and the energy stops at your heart center. So that's in your sternum at the bottom of your rib cage. And then, as you breathe out, the energy leaves at 90 degrees to your body and powers your heart rate spiraling out into the world. And on the next in-breath, the energy comes in from behind you into your heart center. And then on the out-breath, it goes out again 90 degrees from you. So it's almost like the energy field in your spinal column has turned through 90 degrees and is entering your body on the in-breath and leaving on the out-breath. Now here's how you use the heart rate to soften a tense situation that might be coming up in the future. Let's say you're going into a meeting, and the purpose of the meeting is to discuss something that people are unhappy about. Just cast your mind forward to the end of the meeting, and to when everyone reaches a successful resolution. Just sense the relief on people's faces. Imagine them smiling. See the room full of light, and you may even hear laughter. There certainly will be relief in everyone's faces and in their bodies. So now, with your heart rate energized, send that heart rate right into the center of the hearts of all the attendees of the meeting, no matter where they are in the world right now. And just imagine as they breathe in how your unconditional love charges them and softens them, and how it leads to thought forms in their minds that the meeting should be harmonious and happy, and that all parties will be seeking a successful resolution, and that the meeting will be held in a polite, constructive, and professional manner, with no voices raised, no hearts hurt, no sensibilities offended. Now bring your heart rate back and imagine that it stops about 6 feet or 2 meters in front of you, and it splits in two now. And one part of the heart rate loops round to the left and enters at the back of your body, and the second part loops round to the right and enters two at the back of your body. So you set up a permanent field of unconditional love around you. So when you enter the room, people will just perceive your calmness, your serenity, your peace, and your intention. And know that you're not alone, and that my heart rate is beaming out to every single person who's listening to this visualization to charge their heart with my unconditional love. Go in peace, and remember that unconditional love has a strange property. It amplifies and it ripples back, so that the more you send out, the more you receive. And I would simply love to hear how you get on when you activate your heart rate and use it to soften tense situations.